Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you. Our show and tell this week is the moments right after contemporary issues almost ended on Monday evening. If you're familiar with YouTube videos, and I'm sure you are, you can see the time bar down at the bottom, and you can see where we are and how much more class lasted after this. We talked for about another 20 minutes after class ended, and that was on topic. We talked longer off topic after that, as we often do. But this moment happened because we had been discussing practices of testimony. We had been talking about testimony, that practice of sharing where God has been active in your life, and talking about those as, we call it a charismatic enchantment. Those are both little bit technical terms that you can find out about if you go back and watch Contemporary Issues. The episodes are recorded on YouTube. Now, we are a skeptical bunch at Contemporary Issues, and so when we hear and even share these stories of God acting in our lives, there's a voice at the back of our head that says, now, was that God or was that just something that happened? As if those two things are mutually exclusive. The answer, of course, is usually both. God can work through everyday events. See, we're a skeptical bunch, but we all have a story. We all have ways that we have experienced God acting in our lives. We have enough of those stories to extend class for another 20 minutes, and every minute of sharing those stories is worth it. There is grace in hearing each other's stories. There's grace in naming each other as vessels of God's grace, which we also did. Those stories reveal God's presence in our lives. We talk about paying attention to God's presence as an enchantment. We have to pay attention to God's presence because we don't notice God's presence necessarily by ordinary, everyday, skeptical means. We have to look. We have to pay attention. Today's scripture reading is going to begin 3 weeks of reading the story of Jesus' ascension. After his resurrection, when he was taken up into heaven. The Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, they tell this story from different angles, and as we hear it from different angles and hear different pieces of the context, it prompts different responses in us. There's value in reading this story more than once. Today, Jesus appoints us, his followers, as witnesses, as those who are sent out to identify where Jesus is still at work in the world. Will you pray with me? Lord, dwell with us. Open the scriptures to us to make us wise. Tell us the good news of resurrection and set our hearts on fire with your Holy Spirit. Amen. The scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We tell the old, old story, always in new words, but the message doesn't change. Today's message doesn't even find new words. Repentance into forgiveness of sins, that has been the message since John the Baptist, before Jesus' ministry. Repentance may be unpopular language. It can be uncomfortable to face my own need for change. To hear it, I need the grace of Jesus' cross. I admit that I need to hear the call to repentance again and again, along with the forgiveness that invites me into a change of mind and heart and life. We know the need for repentance because we know the world is not yet as it should be. The changes we would make to the world, those might vary. Sometimes we might emphasize personal foibles, sometimes we might emphasize collective sin. The topics may vary. Now, it matters what we believe is right and wrong, even when we can't see how right would prevail. The resurrection means that God is the ruler yet. But repentance reaches beyond just saying yes to what I want and no to what I think others shouldn't do. Repentance is about real change. It's easy to see the need for others to repent, but when we're honest, we know that we need to be changed too. The message must begin with myself. So let me talk just a little bit about what repentance is and what it can look like. Repentance begins with knowing that the world is not as it should be, that I am not yet as God intends for me to be, that I am captive to the powers that resist God in the world. For my part, I know that I am captive to the comfort and tranquility of my place in the world, and I'm captive to the pressures that I feel to perform to someone else's expectations. Repentance means that I say out loud how frequently I operate out of fear and self-protection, even when I'm not actually in any danger. I acknowledge how I actively and indirectly resist building a world where everyone has what they need, where communities value and heal relationships. But knowing my need for repentance, that's only the beginning of repentance. Repentance is about thinking again, about having my mind and my heart and my life changed. For many, saying that out loud is vital. Saying, I will not pretend anymore that the world is the way that it should be. That step and everything else we do in repentance, that is the Holy Spirit's power in us. That leads us to want to understand the world from someone else's experience in their language. When we do that, that's the power of the Holy Spirit within us as well. When we are part of shaping a community where God gathers the outcast and the broken, the hungry and the uprooted into a new community where all finally belong, that is the power of the Holy Spirit among us. That way of life that tells the truth, even about my own failings, that way of life that is characterized by repentance and forgiveness so that we can be healed That way of life is the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Jesus tells us to wait and to pray until the power of the Holy Spirit envelops us. That's what we are waiting for and anticipating some weeks from now at Pentecost. Pentecost celebrates God's presence with us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit opens our minds and our mouths and our hearts and our lives so that we can become the community that God intends for us. That's the power of the Holy Spirit among us. And that's why we have to wait. We have to wait because we can't do this by ourselves. We need God who gives voice and vision to the old and the young alike. We turn our extra attention to those who are young at Pentecost. We join with other Presbyterian churches in collecting the Pentecost offering, a special offering that supports ministries with youth and young adults. We support youth and young adults because they embody the future of the church right here in the present. Because it is all too easy for us to look only at the past, only at the way that things used to be, the way that we used to be. But we celebrate at Pentecost that the Holy Spirit is at work among the youth, those who are young among us, those whose lives and attitudes and imaginations lead us to think again about the kingdom of God that is still coming into the world. So here are just a few ways that our youth teach us to think again. Our youth show us that it is more fun and more rewarding to work hands-on than it is simply to have an abstract lesson. It's even more fun and certainly more rewarding than playing games together. Our youth show up when it's time to help. Our youth show us how to share the grace of working together in pairs and in groups, not just alone. Our youth remind me to tell the truth, even when my opinion may seem like the wrong answer. Truth is truth, even when it seems like it doesn't fit. They teach me to remember to share my candy and my chips. That's one of the ways that we can ensure that there's enough to go around. And you know, there always is enough to go around when we remember to share. And they teach us to do something good for those who are younger than us and those who are older than us. I'm grateful for the ways that we as a congregation invite each other to think again. I'm grateful for the ways that we invite each other to repent and find forgiveness, the ways that we invite each other into the kingdom of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now, a moment for mission. Our moment for mission this morning introduces the Pentecost offering, which we will dedicate in 4 weeks on May 23rd. The Pentecost offering celebrates the importance of giving young people a good foundation in faith, in education, and in life. At a national level, the Pentecost offering supports the development of youth and young adults through events like the Presbyterian Youth Triennium, through service as young adult volunteers, through other ministries of formation and education. 40% of the Pentecost offering will stay right here at Covenant to support mission through our own youth. You can see on the screen a picture from our youth group's most recent mission trip in the summer of 2019. They were so hoping to do another mission trip soon, and as soon as it is safe and summer, we will be able to do that again, so look for another youth mission trip hopefully in the summer of 2022. Our 40% of the Pentecost offering will remain here to support that eventual mission trip for our youth.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.